Fan Talk Radio Network.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up and keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are live for possibly the very last time from Torta Pizza. Duh. Because your internet is awful.
I can't hear you.
Huh? This is going to be a quick 2 hours.
I think it's going to be a very long 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, no, quick, because we may leave in 3, 2, 1.
Why is it my fault?
Because what did I tell you?
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Knockout Radio.
Not only can we not hear him, not only can he not hear us, we can't hear him.
That may be a good thing.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I can't hear that either.
Yeah, can't hear you. It's all good.
Are you guys live?
We're live, yeah.
Oh, then I'm alive too. I'm with you guys. We're a team.
Damn.
There's no I in team. You know this.
But there is an M and an E.
What?
There's an M and an E.
All right, scheduled for today's show momentarily. Alexis Davis is going to be on three fighters on Saturday's UFC Fight Night 148 that we were going to consider. Now, if you would have, that card that you sent me the photo of, if you would have told me we would have drove that to Nashville, I would have considered it.
You don't want to drive it tomorrow to ATT?
No, not going tomorrow.
Why?
Luis Pena is going to be on at the bottom of the hour.
Violet Bob Ross.
That's his favorite guy.
I almost got kicked out. I almost lost my credentials in the 25th anniversary UFC event.
Britt, why is that?
Liner. Try to get a lighter, and it was banned.
Do you remember the talk?
All right, hold on. Let me just finish. Yeah, I told him that, but let me finish. Angela Hill also will be on today. And then a little March Madness conversation. And really, more importantly, we're not going to talk the Sweet 16. We're going to talk the Sweat 16 with Seth Greenberg.
Is he on there?
No. He's just going to be on to talk about
it. We're hopping.
Getting ready for the Sweat 16. That's the theme song. I'm sorry, my phone has a virus. What do you want me to do?
You have a virus.
I do not. I have blood.
So does your
today.
Internet.
Am I okay?
Yeah, and so does your internet.
I'm ready for your transfusion. Come on. I'll save your life one day, Randy.
So has he never given you the talk?
Yeah, he gave me the talk about, like, if you're going to lose your credential, make sure it's worth losing it for
forever.
Somebody amazing.
Yeah.
Right, it's got to be somebody, like, top-notch. Not
like Michael Jack Schmidt.
Yeah, that was worth taking the risk of losing
my
life.
Of course. To get the liner, you're the one who lost it. It wouldn't have been, you know.
Yeah, I would have been outside, but I drove, so he wasn't going to let me get anywhere.
He would have called me.
He wasn't going to call you.
Of course he would have.
No, but see, I was going to rent a Corvette to drive your dad down to the ATT tomorrow. But I was like, maybe he's not going to want to be in a convertible because of the skin, you know, issues.
He'll just wear a hat.
Would you? Would you go Michael Jack Schmidt and, like, wear the whole... Like, what did he have on? What was that? What
it
do you call
like,
that?
It looked like half of a B-suit.
I thought it was like Gilligan's Island. I really thought it was like a guy from Gilligan's Island.
Michael Jack Schmidt.
I mean, I know you keep saying the name.
Now, we did kind of blow it on one other celebrity that was there that we didn't get a liner for. And I'm not huge on liners, but...
He's not huge on liners. You almost lost her credential. I got kicked out of a...
Well, that's you guys.
For a liner that I was asked to get.
All right, yeah, me too. Violet Bob Ross. He's like, go get it now. So yeah. I go get it. And the UFC official like, hey, you can't do that here. I'll put you out. You won't be here.
Until he found out it was for me.
And then he's like, all right. But still, that guy wasn't...
What do you guys think about what happened in Las Vegas on Fremont Street?
That was pretty cool.
What happened on Fremont Street?
The president, Dana White, was on Fremont Street.
Okay.
And the story that I've been told, and Big Nick has, you know, called, it told me that people were, like, yelling up to Dana, you know, for a photo and for an autograph. And Dana was busy, and he was doing whatever he was doing. And finally, Nick got close enough, and he yelled, hey, Dana, I know you know Randy Harris and Knockout Radio. How about a photo for the Randy regime? And Dana said, absolutely get your phone.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. And that's pretty big. That's big.
It was kind of cool.
That's big. But I'm wondering about the liner that we missed out the opportunity yesterday or 2 days
Roger
ago.
Roger Clemens.
Roger Clemens?
Roger Clemens isn't big.
He's big.
He's big. He's pretty big.
I don't know. I thought Goose Gossage was, the goose. The goose is loose.
They got one from Reggie Bush.
They got Reggie Bush. That's a big one.
You know, Kurt and Kyle Bush would have been better than Reggie.
He acts like a complete doofus on everything else, right? Why didn't he go up and say, could you do a liner? Hey, this is Reggie Bush. I no longer have a He Is Man award.
And my school doesn't have the wins either.
Hey, well, speaking of the USC, I mean, they're under allegations now of, like, buying admissions and...
Yep.
And
well, they're not necessarily buying the admissions. They're being bribed for the admissions.
Right, right. They're accepting the $500,000.
Alleged.
So is there a position on the rowing team now?
There's two. Yeah. There's two.
Let's do it. You and me, Sean.
they both dropped
Sean,
out.
Let's buy our way into USC.
I already got the piece of paper on the wall. I'm good.
He doesn't need it. You're the one that needs the diploma.
Well, I got Trojans in my car. I don't need to go to California.
See? He'll say the stupidest things, except for when he said he was going to say something stupid and he didn't.
What is that?
With Reggie Bush.
What are they going to say to him?
About the He Is Man award.
Oh, yeah. Why did he lose the husband?
Well, we know why.
Because I cheated. But the whole school cheats.
They paid for a house.
Cheating? Are we talking T.J. Dillashaw?
What did he do?
He cheated.
T.J. Dillashaw cheated?
Yep.
When? This recent?
See, I told you. January 19th?
I told you. He doesn't stay up on anything.
Tested positive?
Yes.
An adverse test.
What does that mean?
Something came up.
Oh. Uh-oh.
And then did you see the
video? And he's already relinquished the
belt. Yeah, he relinquished the belt. Oh. And did you see the video of the other guy from Team Alpha Male? Can't think of his name. That he just fought.
Garbrandt?
Garbrandt. We have things on our mind right now, so trying to do a radio show for 2 hours is going to be tough. I don't know if you've heard the latest. Yeah. Okay. Covington, he said a thing about somebody asked about steroids, and he said that Dillashaw is the one who showed everyone at Alpha Male how to use them.
Really?
At one of those.
You got to have a guy like that.
Well, yeah, but you just can't get caught. Yeah. What do you think? If you
that's why he's not there anymore.
Yeah, if you test positive, what do you think should happen?
I think a year suspension, overturn the fight. No. It should be a win for the other person.
Ugh.
Yeah. And you just do it again.
No, let everybody take it. Let everybody, even the playing field, best man wins, period. End of story. Be under medical supervision. Go to the clinics. Let them test your blood, your work.
What I asked was, thanks for paying attention. I know you can't hear.
I can't hear nothing.
But you can watch my mouth move.
What did you say?
Since it is illegal, you can't change the rules. It's illegal. So what should happen if someone does test positive?
Fight
I don't
again.
Think a year's enough.
Fight again.
I like the year.
I don't think a year's enough.
Run it back.
Run it back.
Because you're normally when you get caught, here it was January, so we're almost into April.
We are.
So what? We're a quarter away, a third of the way through the year.
Quarter.
But he didn't even beat Cejudo. Cejudo like whooped him and he was on it, so that didn't give him an advantage or a competitive edge.
It's probably recovery. Something like that exactly. From an injury or something like that.
I don't know why it's such a big deal anymore. Like all these guys are taking stuff to recover optimally, and
that's why when you do something stupid, and you're soon to find out about this. When you do something stupid, the consequences should be major. It shouldn't just be a slap on the wrist.
A year's a long
See
time.
See where I'm going with this? See where I'm going?
I see what you're saying. I can't hear, but I can see what you're saying.
I think a year's okay.
Okay, well.
That's three fights.
Then well, it's really not. Especially if you don't even get hit until April or May. So you're already. I don't think it should be retroactive either.
From today.
From the
finding?
From the announcement. From once you notify said cheater, that's when it should start.
So what are you going to do? If Mike Trout and who's your boy Bryce Harper, like get their World Series championship rings taken away because they test positive for taking steroids.
One hasn't even won a playoff series.
Oh, that's right. How do those guys get those contracts with no victories.
It's a team sport. That's the problem. It's a team sport. Crazy. So it doesn't matter. You can be the best player in baseball, Mike Trout. You can be one of the best players in Major League Baseball in Bryce Harper, and it doesn't matter.
But Barry Bonds took the Giants further than they've ever gone. I mean, like,
he took his head much bigger too.
He did. You're like,
I saw a thing online. Now, does it justify the screaming parent at a Little League game when you see the contracts? He's trying to get a $500 million contract for his kid.
Right. For sure.
Get back in there.
$430 million.
You're going to play every position.
Crazy.
At the same time.
I was told that once.
You can be like Bugs Bunny.
You can play every position. Remember it makes you more valuable to the team.
Remember who said that?
You did.
I did. I really?
To me.
Oh.
Just remember, you can play every position.
It didn't work out too well, did
I've never played third before. That's fine. Just like second.
I want to see you at shortstop.
No.
I want to see your range.
It's not bad. I'll dive. I don't care.
Oh, so you're Kiermaier.
I won't slide hit first.
Well, but he'll dive.
He will dive. He doesn't want to mess up his pretty face or his new hip.
Listen, like I think it goes back to the Generation Iron documentary where they talk about like
People watched.
They did a survey where they talked about like if you could win the gold medal, but it'd kill you in 5 years by taking the steroids, would you do it?
I think a lot of people said yes.
Yes, of course, because that's all they know, it's all they have. So his like the best answer is to make it level playing field. Let everybody have medical supervision so you take the best, purest stuff, and everybody competes equally on talent.
How about if you have an equal playing field and nobody cheats?
How can you prevent people to cheat? This is what we have right now. You're supposed to be honorable. You're supposed to do it with integrity. You're supposed to do it the right way, but there's too much money involved to have integrity in sports.
Because there's not enough
oversight, regulation?
Not that. Your penalty isn't enough. So I don't blame anybody for cheating when the penalty is a year, when the penalty is 6 months, 52 games, 100 games. Who cares? When you're making this kind of money, it's worth it. It's not worth it to your body. I'm just saying it's worth it to do this when you know, worst case scenario, I'm going to sit out for the rest of the year. But I did make $18 million last year. I think I'll be okay.
There are two people I know that will never test positive, and that's going to be Trout and Harper. It's guaranteed. Who cares if you
well,
put up zeros?
Yeah, because the money's guaranteed.
Yeah.
So.
There's no reason for me to perform now. I did what I need to do.
Yeah, they already performed. It's over.
Cut me.
Hey, look, if I pass this blood test today, I'm going to get Dillashaw's belt, and I'm going to take a swing at baseball.
Well, the only way that's going to happen is if you steal the belt.
Okay.
And nobody's there to play baseball.
Oh.
Now, does he send a package pre-stamped to get the belt back, or is that on Dillashaw?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Does he send it back? I mean, he should.
Yeah, he shouldn't be able to.
He shouldn't be able to
keep it.
Hey, Reggie Bush had to give back his trophy.
Yeah, it's not.
He gave back the
USC Heisman. Gave it back
in like 2012.
Well, wasn't it at USC?
He gave it back like 2012, like after he already had a Super Bowl championship with the Saints.
And now he's suing St. Louis.
Oh, is he?
Because that's what ended his career.
You should have asked him about that, about the turf in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
The concrete.
Yeah, or the car.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I don't know.
Good stuff.
All right.
I don't know what you want to say from there.
So did the MLB season start today?
It did.
In Tokyo?
Tokyo.
Who's playing?
Ichiro played.
Yeah, and I guess he got a nice ovation. Yeah.
Ichiro played.
He still in Florida?
No, he's done. I think he retired.
Oh, after today's game?
Yeah, this was kind of like they brought him back for a special... He was playing in Japan, and they let him play in these two games. More importantly, the photographer, Ken Griffey Jr., he was in the photographer's well taking pictures.
Really?
Yeah, because it's Oakland-Seattle. That's your opening matchup.
Got a question. I got a phone call yesterday, and this is out to the Randy regime. It's a baseball question, but it was a little interesting. The 9 most successful World Series MLB champions. Do you know who the 9 are?
Teams? Franchises or teams?
You have to say the name of the team.
The Yankees?
Well, you really went out on a limb.
The Red Sox?
I don't think Boston's in it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think
because it's so,
well,
so
top, long ago. It's top 9.
The Dodgers.
Now, the thing that kind of
the Cardinals
caught me, there is the Cardinals.
The Reds?
The Reds, I believe, was in there.
Phillies.
All right, let's just turn his mic off. So not only can he not hear, but he can't talk either. No.
Mets.
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Dodgers.
Expos.
Really?
Giants.
Expos. Okay.
They should be at the top.
Athletics. Okay. But here's the loophole. Oakland Athletics, Philadelphia Athletics, they had them together.
Okay.
Separately, they're still both there. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's top nine and not necessarily top ten.
Well, because it's like Dodgers.
9A, 9B.
What about the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Well, again, Dodgers. Stock.
Was it like the Cincinnati Red Stockings?
We don't know because we're not on the
internet. Are we on a pause?
Yeah, we're on. Are you ever going to get this internet fixed?
I have the higher speed internet. I upgraded for this show.
I'm going to say you didn't.
I did. I honestly, I did.
Then whoever runs your deal.
Spectrum.
Well, I wasn't going to say their name.
Spectrum.
Wasn't going to say.
Spectrum.
Okay. Al Iaquinta. I guess it's been announced. Do you see this one? Iaquinta Cowboy.
In Ottawa.
In Ottawa. Main event.
Oh, yeah.
Like it? Don't like it? Like it as a main event?
Don't like it as a main event.
Yeah. What?
It's a good fight.
Who did he fight last? Kevin Lee in Milwaukee?
Who?
Iaquinta.
I couldn't tell you.
I think that was his last fight, wasn't it?
I couldn't tell you. I honestly, as soon as the fight's over, I already forget.
I think he fought Kevin Lee last time.
Let's see.
I could be wrong. I can't hear, so I have no idea what you guys are
talking
about.
Well, you hearing has nothing to do with anything. I wanted to see how talented
it
you are.
It ties in with my memory bank.
Kevin Lee, Milwaukee. Good job.
Good job. Hey, nice guess.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nice guess. Well, you know, you have claimed, and I'm letting the entire Randy regime know this, you have claimed that you don't need to do research.
Oh, I'm game ready.
That you're game ready.
I don't need practice.
And
that's why I'm ready to take on a Bryce Harper contract. Well, sign me up, coach.
I think we would all take it on.
Send him in, Conrad. Send him in.
Who's Conrad?
I don't know.
He won't even hit his weight.
Who?
Matt.
Yeah.
Matt wouldn't hit his daughter's weight.
What are you talking about?
I would be willing to bet you.
Okay.
And we can never prove this, but we can, that you would never even get a base hit.
Are you crazy? Oh, look, I'm the Ryan Sandberg of the Chicago Cubs.
Are you really?
I am.
There's
I am.
No such person.
You say Ryan? Yeah, you say Ryan.
I'm the second baseman. I went two whole seasons in Pony League. No errors.
Pony League.
No errors.
And what about Ryan Sandberg?
Ryan Sandberg is a great mentor, coach, friend.
Is he really? He's a friend of yours?
Yeah, he works at Taco Bell right there.
I was going to say, because there's no such person.
No, Ryan Sandberg.
Ryan.
Ryan, whatever. Ryan. Ryan Say.
R-Y-N-E, right?
Where did he come from? What organization?
Where'd he go? Oh, it came from the Dairy Farmers of America.
And was he the main portion of the trade?
I have no idea where you're going with this question.
Sandberg was a throw-in. He was a just take this guy.
Okay.
In the Larry Boa, Ivan DeJesus trade.
Larry Boa from the Phillies.
And they threw Sandberg in when he left Philadelphia to go to Chicago.
Is that like taking Piazza at the end of the draft?
Well, that was as a favor because Lasorda was his godfather. So to me, that's one of the best stories probably in baseball and maybe sports. Hey, do me a favor. Take my godson, and he turns out to be Mike Piazza. Well, he was Mike Piazza.
No, he was Mike Piazza.
But
still is.
Yeah. And to turn out and do what he did is pretty phenomenal.
Talking about Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
Mike Piazza.
I thought it was the ball.
It was the bat.
I know that. Well, that was what he said.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. When the bat split.
The World
and,
Series?
And part of the bat goes out there. He takes the bat and throws it at Piazza as he's running by. And then he said, I thought it was the ball. So in other words, you're throwing the ball at him as, what is it, dodgeball now?
that's still better than Manny Ramirez. Actually, no, Manny Ramirez is better. When he goes out there to fight, he goes, you come to me, we're going to fight. And that's when, what was his name with the steel plate in his head?
Oh, Don Zimmer.
Yeah, ran at him and he threw him to the ground.
All right, now we get to move on to what we were mainly doing on this show so I can turn the two of you knuckleheads off. We're going to go to Nashville real quick, where I will be in a couple weeks for our big charity event, UFC Fight Night 148, this weekend. On the phone with us right now, Alexis Davis. Alexis, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. MMA has come so far since your first fight, which was in 2007, I believe, and since the first UFC that I covered, believe it or not, which was in 1996. What's some of the biggest changes that you've noticed so far?
As a whole or for, like, just in women in general?
You know, as a whole, and then we were going to talk about, you know, because a lot of times we don't get to talk about the change in women. So just talk about the change in MMA, how far it has come, and then we're going to talk about the change, you know, in the women's divisions.
Well, let's first of all, just the rule set in general. A lot has come a long way since back in the day. You know, and just being able to, I think that mainstream it, that's been the biggest thing, that they've kind of found a way to kind of compromise where they can still make it appealing to fans, but they can also still have it safe, be a safe sport for the fighters.
And obviously the change from the networks from where it first started, and the UFC has made a couple changes each time, bettering themselves and now being on the four-letter network ESPN, I think it's just another move in taking the sport that we love and the sport that you participate in to a whole new level.
Yeah, well, now I feel like it's being more recognized as a sport, where back then it wasn't, you know. It was just kind of, you know, two barbarians, you know, fighting it out, you know, a gladiator type thing. Where now it's more, you know, like you say, with now we're on, like, the biggest sport network ever, like having ESPN. That more of a recognition of the sport behind it.
What's it like when you are watching ESPN and down at the bottom, you know, on the ticker, you know, what's it like for you? You know, now you see, you know, it says UFC, or it'll say your name fighting this Saturday, or you know, another fighter's name on there, that the recognition is slowly coming. It's a shame it's taken this long, but it is slowly coming.
Oh, you know what? I still, when I see it, like, seeing when my fight was announced, having it on ESPN, it you know, I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, it still makes me feel like, you know, like back in the day, I'm like, that's so cool, like it still gets me excited, and for it to be, you know, on this huge network, to be like, you know, I'm up there with, you know, these other greats, you know, and other different sports, you know, other different avenues that they've pursued, and my name's along there with them.
And it's not just ESPN, because I thought it when Topps came out with the first UFC cards. Mm-hmm. I know that they're still called quote-unquote baseball trading cards, but you know, when the UFC Topps cards came out, it had to be the same kind of feeling.
Yeah, you know, being able to do that, and then having fans, you know, getting me to sign them, and I'm like, you know, because I've done like my fifth prints and my, you know, different, like, I've seen, they've come out with, like, the top ones with, like, oh, this is, like, the piece of the mat from, yeah, it's so cool to see that.
What is some memorabilia that either you have, that you have collected, or something in the memorabilia world, whether it's MMA-wise or something different, that might be something cool for you to have in your house?
I've pretty much collected something from every single fight that I've ever had. Whether it's, you know, the outfit that I was wearing, or, you know, my gloves, or I still have from, like, back in the day, like, my Valley Tudos that I used to fight in, that I kind of put in a box and kind of put it aside, you know, just memories, and all my walkout shirts, and I've obviously kept all my, what we haven't donated from our UFC outfits as well.
Right. Very, very cool. Before we move on, I should have even started it with this. We are a national show based in Florida. So Gator and Gators and all that is you know, around here in the state of Florida. So I have to ask, you know, tell us about the nickname Alligator.
Yeah, that kind of came out when I was living in Florida for a short period. And they were, you know what, they're like, oh, trying to come up with a nickname for me, and it just kind of happened to be, you know what, we were in Florida Gators, and you know, I recognize it as a lot in my hometown, and especially with my family and friends, as everybody knows me as Allie. They don't know me as Alexis, they know me as Allie, so the Alligator.
but no Florida Gator fans, so we can't tie the two together.
Yeah.
All right. What's the strangest thing that you've ever thought about in the middle of a fight?
Hmm.
And the reason that I ask it, and I always explain it every time we get another fighter on, I had a fighter on, I don't remember who it was, and I kind of asked that, and he said, well, he was fighting Dennis Siever, who is from Germany, and he said that I could hear the coaches talking German, and so I just started to daydream about what's that movie, something Glorious Bastard. He said I started like seeing the movie as I'm in the middle of a fight, and I had to kind of like slap myself out of it. And to me, it's one of my favorite questions because you know you could just drift for a second, and I'm just curious.
I'm pretty focused when it comes to the fight. If I'm thinking about anything, I'm thinking about food.
Well, there you go.
What can I eat after this?
Since we are broadcasting from a pizzeria here in the Tampa Bay area, what is your favorite food?
Oh my God! At this point, right now, during fight week, it's everything. Just talking about burritos a second ago.
Pizza, all right,
just dying for like a piece of a good carrot cake. I love carrot cake.
All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do. Normally, I don't give my gifts for the guests that come on until later, but until later in the conversation, we have a sponsor. It's called Wicked Good Cupcakes. They're based in Boston. And we'll send you some Wicked Good Cupcakes, and they do make carrot cake in the jars. So I will have some sent to you after your fight and, for coming on. But like I said, normally I don't do that till we're done talking. But let's talk about the fight.
I'm in heaven right now.
Well, hopefully.
That's all I'm thinking about.
It can get you through the next couple of days until you can eat. Let's talk about the fight. What can you tell us about your opponent?
Oh, I'm really excited for this matchup. I think it's a really good matchup for just like even as for the fans in general, because Jennifer Maya and I, you know, we're both known for, you know, our aggression and our forward pressure. And, you know, I feel like this is a good fight for me just as a fighter. Like that's what I live for is to have that opponent like that that's going to come out there and who's going to actually fight with me, you know, who's going to stand there and who's going to brawl and, you know, it just kind of go toe-to-toe and see how we're going to match up.
How much film do you watch of your opponent, or is it, it's important, but it's not as important as to what you're going to do to her than what she can or possibly will do to you?
Yeah, you know what, I always watch a little bit. My coaches always make me. I watched a little bit in the beginning, but for this fight, I tried to focus more on, you know, things that I needed to improve as more so that than, okay, what is she going to try to implement? So, you know, I obviously have an idea, but I just really wanted to work on my improvement, my game, because I think we match up pretty well.
Try to explain to the audience that what you do, you fight for a living, is fun. You know, you're good at it, but that it's also fun and you enjoy it.
Oh my God, my job is the coolest thing in the world. You know, I get paid to be healthy and to work out. It's the pure form of, I don't know, competition that, you know, but I'm that type of person, doesn't matter what I'm doing, I like to compete. We could be playing a board game right. or a video game, and I'm just competitive. So, you know, it's that, I don't know, my adrenaline junkie in me that, you know, for this sport, it's just something that I love to do. Like, I'm excited to fight. Like, even thinking about it now, it, like, gives me a rush.
Can you sit back, whether it's fight week or, you know, 2 weeks after a fight, and can you watch fights and just enjoy them? Or are you always watching a fight and trying to pick things up and trying to better your game by watching others as well?
It depends on who I'm fighting. If it's the women or my division, then that's different. But if I'm watching, you know, another division or, you know, watching some of like the guys' fights, or even after the fight, you know, I have no problem sitting there watching, like, you know, the other guys go out there and kind of you know, do their thing, and I'll watch it as more so as a fan. You know, obviously there's still that part of you that goes like, no, wait, do that, you know, like, that it's yelling at the TV or whatnot, but I still can take that part of me and still enjoy it and be a fan, because I was a fan before I was a fighter.
Tell us what we can expect Saturday night in your fight, UFC Fight Night 148 in Nashville.
Oh, I think you're gonna get a nonstop kind of back and forth slugfest, toe to toe. That no one's gonna go down without a fight, and you know it's just gonna be fireworks. I think this one's gonna be a bloody mess.
Good stuff. Let's get ready for Saturday. Allie, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get your address so that we can send you the Wicked Good Cupcakes, and we're going to send you a package from Ape Man Strong as well for giving us a couple minutes of your time today.
Oh, man, thank you guys so much.
Awesome. We appreciate it. We're going to put Allie, now that we're friends, I can call her by her nickname, Allie, and put her on hold. We'll get all the info, and we can get ready to go to break. We'll wait until they're prepared back at the mothership. You know, for that. So, see, because you walked away, because you stormed off, you.
I can't hear nothing.
We were talking pizza.
I couldn't hear anything about the interview.
We were talking food.
I got to say, this is a weird day. Like, it's like.
Oh, you have no idea how weird it is.
Two dudes sharing one boom. I feel like it's a bad adult film. It's like really awkward.
Just, we're both just shaking
our heads. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean? All right. With that said, let's go hit this break. We'll try to clean you up a little bit.
That's I don't know what you're saying.
And then
no
we
idea.
Will. Well, I'm gonna turn them even off. And then we will return, coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watched the world float to the dark side of the moon. After all, I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite.
Hey guys, this is Kelvin Gastelum. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Hey, it's Bud Bunny, the host of Kegs and Eggs, Tampa's only adult egg hunt. Free beer, free music, free games and contests, food trucks and more. Search for eggs with over $75,000 in cash and prizes. Party starts at 11. Egg hunt starts at 1. No jelly beans, just jello shots from this bunny. Information and tickets at kegsandeggstampa.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anna proves family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Coming to Amalie Arena March 21st through 24th.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Party like a pirate at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival.
Open weekends, February 16th through March 31st. Discount coupons available at Hungry Howie's Pizza. Discount tickets available at Circle K and BayAreaRenFest.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Safe to say, pretty big name right there. You know, yes. We were talking out there at the golf tournament, and let's be honest, there's been, what, four huge names on the Lightning? Or three? Vinny? Well, four. Vinny, Stamkos, St. Louis.
Cooch.
And Kucherov.
Over.
Don't tell me, Andrew.
Really?
What did he do here? He played 19 years and he got the cup here.
I said bigger name. I didn't necessarily say the best player.
He's not a big name. I don't think he's a big name. Just another part of the – I mean, he was the captain, but I don't think that makes it
– Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, that could be right. Not that he would know, you know, any of them.
What do you mean?
That happened my first day with the Lightning. He opened the door for me. I was like, thank you, Mr. Andrechuk. Thank you, sir.
And what'd he say?
He goes, you're welcome.
You're welcome, sir.
How many Andrechuks can a woodchuck chuck if it – no, that's
no.
Wrong guy.
No.
But I can hear, and I'm back in the game.
Clay Matthews signed with the Rams.
Ooh.
So did Bortles.
Signed with the Rams?
Yeah. Wow. They're loading up.
Again, like he cares.
No.
He doesn't care.
He's going out. Yeah, because he just left Jacksonville. I know how bad it is.
I understand that fans are fanatics. It's what they love. It's what they live for, et cetera, et cetera. It's a job to these guys and girls. You know, and matter of fact, I think it was Luis Pena who I saw a tweet about that this isn't games, you know, to the athlete. This is their livelihood. This is their job. Mm. But they're not married to Jacksonville or to Tampa or to any. They like their time here.
Or the Nationals.
Or the Nationals when you're Bryce Harper. I'm looking forward to Bryce Harper winning a World Series for the Nationals.
That's what he's
so is
he.
Yeah, so is he. Oh, my God, and is Philadelphia not the wrong city to say something stupid?
Yeah, but it's the beginning, so.
No, I understand that.
He said the wrong city, but he's playing for you.
How long until the fans of Philadelphia turn on him?
August.
Last week.
That long?
Yeah.
Last week, they've already turned on him?
Yeah. When he got hit by a pitch and he didn't play.
If he goes 0 for 2 next Thursday when I'm at opening day in Philadelphia, they're do riding. They boo him?
No.
The third at bat?
No.
They're going to burn the city
still
down.
Still too new. That's why I say August.
I think before August. I definitely think before August. They booed Michael Jack Schmidt.
They booed Santa Claus.
Yeah, but that's deserving. Well, first of all, you know there's a story on that whole Santa Claus booing, right?
I'm just saying. It's the worst fans in the
that's
world.
That's not true.
But you don't know the story behind the booing.
Doesn't matter. You don't boo Santa Claus.
And the story of booing Santa Claus.
Yes.
Right. Are you aware of it?
You told me the story.
There's a story behind it.
I know.
What's the story?
The halftime show, and they were late or something. Like, the guy was late coming in. Like the flag guy jumping out at the Valspar.
Well, missed
the anthem.
Well, I don't know if it was him as much as they started the song too soon.
Oh, is that what it was?
They're in constant communication, you know, when there's a national anthem going on, when the planes are taking off. So they know when to start. So she obviously started too soon.
Okay.
So your American flag was still in the air.
Yeah, I think DeSantis was still in the golf cart. He wasn't even up on the putting green.
Here's the story as I know it about the Santa Claus. When Santa Claus didn't show, okay, because he was still at the North Pole, they took a guy out of the stands. So everybody saw him. He's not Santa Claus. It's a guy wearing a Santa Claus suit.
Right.
So they booed him because he's not Santa.
Okay.
Santa is with Will Ferrell in the North Pole.
Exactly.
I get it.
He knows him.
Yeah, they're friends.
I mean, it's like the president. You have to have, like, dummies and diversions. You can't put the real Santa Claus in the chute, because if it doesn't open and he plops on the ground in front of all the fans and the kids, you know, so you got to have, like, a fake
especially thing. On the concrete veteran stadium.
Yeah.
He's not getting up from that. Neither did Michael Irvin.
Very true. And he got cheered.
He did.
So, see, they don't always boo in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
They cheer sometimes.
Sometimes.
When a player gets hurt.
It doesn't matter what team.
That's true. You know, that's definitely true.
But I think the flag, I think it dragged along the ground. I thought you were going to have a...
I didn't see it.
Here's
the thing. I don't trust you.
What do you mean you don't trust me?
I have to be honest. I don't trust you.
The governor's security detail trusted me.
Barely.
Are you kidding me?
You're on the list now.
I was there.
You're on the no-fly list.
They came to me.
It's not that they trusted you. You got to the governor before they got to you.
The governor got a chance to meet the Naked Pizza Man. How cool a day was that for him?
And he relinquished his title.
He did.
Yeah. He's no longer the governor. He said, I'm done. I'm not going to represent people like you.
No, he did. He took the weed ban out. He's like, I've talked to the Naked Pizza Man. He said, it's all good.
It's all good.
He signed the papers the same day. Did you see my photo, though? Like, you know how I usually make the closed fist? And like, I was,
because he's a fighter.
But I was so nervous because, like, I was like, what if his security detail thinks I'm going to hit the governor? So I threw up a last second thumb.
It's a half thumbs up.
And I'm like, great. I was like, thank God, like, Herb Dean and Mark Goddard aren't here, because they would have, like,
they would have stopped it.
They would have stopped it. They would have stopped it.
They didn't see the thumbs up.
They didn't see the thumb. I would have got the photo. And the governor wouldn't have got to meet the Naked Pizza Man.
And I'm sure that he wished that would have come true.
I think he liked the Naked Pizza.
I'm sure he didn't.
I only saw him take four photos the whole day. One's with you and one's with me.
And who were the other two?
I saw one guy in a golf cart rode up by him, and he kind of was reluctant to, like, he was obligated, so he took it. And then one other in that crowd, which whoever that lady was with the hat.
Okay, how about when he took it with all the celebrities and with the flag?
Yeah, that was a scripted thing. But outside the scripted part, he didn't just take photos of everybody in the crowd. There was thousands of people.
I had to do the photo just because when he becomes president, I can display that like I do the one with Donald Trump.
You never know.
You never know. And if that's the case, we need to take pictures with everybody, because we never know who can be the president.
And take a picture with me, because I'll be his vice president.
That's the one you don't need to take a picture with.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I don't need to do that.
Are you kidding me? I'm great with the White House. I've been there twice.
I've been there a few times.
I rode a bike to it. I know exactly where it is.
I want to know what you're wearing on April 20th.
April 20th, the Ronald McDonald outfit.
Did you get it yet?
No. Well, I'm not buying. I'm not spending my money to make myself look like a clown. You guys want me to dress like a clown? You pay for it.
Well, you don't need to spend any money to look like a clown.
Well, I don't have a red mohawk anymore.
It doesn't. Believe me, the red mohawk is just added to your clownness. I'm being honest. You know, you want me to be honest with you, right?
Yeah, but, I mean.
All right, so here's what we're going to do in the second hour. We're going to have Seth Greenberg on.
Okay.
Who is going to talk about the 16? It's the 16. I have the bracket.
I see your bracket. What is it?
It's the Sweat 16.
Okay.
So you have Buzz Williams.
Okay. Virginia Tech coach.
Better known as the Humid Hokie. Wayne Tinkle.
Tinkle.
Better known as Tinkler the Sprinkler. Kermit Davis. Better known as Kermit the Sog.
my gosh, what are we doing?
Your boy Bruce Pearl.
Bruce Pearl. My
better
boy.
Known as Brucey Meat Sweets. Sweats.
Meat Sweats.
Brucey Meat Sweats.
He's the Auburn coach now.
John Calipari, Mr. Jelly Fam, Patrick Ewing. Perspiring Patrick. You notice how they didn't disrespect him.
Of course not.
You know, they didn't go too bad over Patrick Ewing. Danny Hurley. Damp Danny. Sean Miller. A.K.A. I actually think this guy may have a medical condition.
Is he in Arizona?
Bob McKillop.
Okay.
Better known as McClammy. Nate Oates, a.k.a. Ballin' Oates. Frank Martin, Fury Frank. Mike Bray, Mr. Tenure.
He's the guy I don't want to get in a fight with, Frank Martin.
Well, that's why they're Fury Frank.
You need to look at a picture of this guy. He's old school mob boss sitting in the back of an Italian restaurant. Gonna take you out.
Shaka Smart.
Okay.
A.k.a. Shaka Slick. So they're being respectful to him. Bob Huggins, a.k.a. Bob the Bowler.
He wears a windbreaker every game. Of course he's going to sweat.
Chris Holtzman, a.k.a. OSU Sweatin' Bro.
I'm guessing he's the Ohio State coach.
You know who's leading?
Who's that?
Who do you think's leading?
No idea. Buzz Williams.
Buzz Williams.
Really?
Is leading. By like 150 votes.
Now, I think he's got a towel on the sidelines.
My question basically would be, do you want to win or do you want to lose? Do you want to be the first one outed or do you want to be the biggest sweater?
Oh, no. When you're fighting to win for it. A title, you want to win that thing.
Just like Ali said, in it to win it.
Exactly. They're going to make it to the Elite Eight.
What one seed doesn't make it?
Duke.
Because
Virginia Tech's going to beat them.
Really?
And then Michigan State after that. They got the toughest of the three. They were like a 64% chance to make it to the Final Four when Michigan State and Virginia Tech were put in and went to 50. They got the worst chance of the three.
Will your boy make it all the way through? Matter of fact, will your boy make it all the way through?
Of course he will. Because you're not going to keep a Coach K team out of the Final Four. There's no way. He might not win the whole dance, but a coach.
We're not beating.
If
Virginia Tech doesn't beat him.
Duke always goes to the Final Four.
In the 16.
Automatic.
Except 2 years ago when they lost to like Norfolk State in the first round.
They didn't have the diaper dandies. They didn't have
every year they have them.
They didn't have Zion Williamson.
Oh, they had Kyrie Irving. I'm sorry.
Who?
Okay. If Zion goes to New York, you'll never hear from him again. He'll fail.
I don't know. The team will fail.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'll fail.
Team fails. Doesn't matter.
Well, but the team will fail. But you'll still know who he is, and then when his contract's up, he'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, of course.
But
kind of like the unibrow.
He's a 17-year-old playing against kids now. When he plays against the men who know what they're doing, you'll find out.
No, I mean, that's definitely true. You know, and I've always
like
said
he's
that.
Really going to dunk like that? I don't think so, because he's going to catch an elbow from somebody.
Speaking of catching an elbow,
okay.
Tell your story.
What's the elbow story?
He's such a tough coach.
When they were elbow to elbow in the elevator?
No, this is a friend of his who got elbowed playing basketball.
so my
now
buddy,
he knows.
No,
my buddy Paul Blaylock. So I'm on the way.
Shout out to Paul.
Shout out Paul. Lone Flight, local Tampa company.
Paul may be listening.
Mortgage company. But Paul and I went
so
to college
So we're driving
together.
Up. Hold on a second. So we're driving to the golf tournament. And knucklehead to my right, Chuckles, says, you know, we bring up David Wells because David is out there.
I heard the story.
So I said.
That's cool. And you never even looked.
Yeah. He goes, you want to see the bike that my friend bought? I go, no. Yeah. I go, no. I didn't say it's cool. I said, no.
I said, my boy Paul bought David Wells' bike. And I was like, it's a pretty cool bike. It's got all this wood on it. You probably use more Pledge than you would like Armorall. I was like, it's a badass bike.
Do you want to look at it? Do you want
to
see it?
And he's like, no. He didn't even look up. He like didn't even take his glasses out. You know how his glasses detach in the middle and they fall to the side? He didn't even do that, the courtesy thing. He just said, he's like, look down. So we're walking up, and then I see Paul. He's like, hey. He's like, Matty. So we embrace. And I go, oh, dude, I was just showing my boss your bike.
And I'm talking to David.
I just you bought David Wells' bike. And then David's standing next to him. I'm like, oh, I mean, his bike.
So tell the basketball story.
Yeah, so intramural play, up to that point, Pete Rose, you know, taking out the catcher, what was the guy's name? in the intramural league.
Ray Fosse.
All-star game. Pete Rose just goes all for it. The only other time I see an intramural play so hard and for so much for, like, you know, no title was my boy Paul Blaylock. He caught an elbow and lost a tooth and, like, played the entire game.
The ref went and gave him the tooth.
He threw it away.
And he took it and he threw it against the wall. He goes, what do you want me to do with that? I'm still playing.
He's playing.
He's a hockey player.
Huh? That's it.
That's impressive.
And he finished playing.
He didn't. That's what we do in India. We ball out.
We do?
We.
What are you, French now?
We.
They don't even make the 68, but they ball out.
We ball out.
You're a one seed in the NIT, though.
Yeah, listen, nobody knows this wee stuff. I'm a Purdue guy.
I did feel French yesterday when I went to Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton, if you're...
You went to Louis Vuitton?
I went to Louis Vuitton.
And how did that work out?
It did not go well for me.
I know. Like, where's your boy G. McCoy at? He's got connections.
From what I understand, no one has a connection.
Jerry McCoy got a connection. I saw him in the store.
No, he purchases people. Things. I bought from the same person he buys.
He's on the frequent purchaser list. Yeah. It just gets him to the front of the line.
Yeah,
means nothing at the register.
I called people that are high up in high places. I called some of the biggest celebrities that I know.
You called Louis?
I called Louis himself. Louis the Eighth. I am.
Louis, get over here.
And every single person said, "I can help you. You're going to pay regular price, but I can help you."
No discount.
And I paid regular price.
Did you? Whew, I had to hurt.
I'm not sure that I've seen my wife happier in a long, long time.
I bet.
And it was worth.
I could have taken you to a place in Brooklyn, got you some Louis knockoffs.
I thought of it.
I was there 2 weeks ago. There was offered all the time on Canal Street.
You got some.
They said, "Hey, you," but they thought you were a cop.
I'm sure they did.
And they went running.
Before
a couple gates closed.
Before Stream TVD, like I used to get my DVDs on the street. Of course.
I got mine from the workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were good.
You never really lived or been in New York till you, like, running from the cops down an alley with a bunch of Asian people selling knockoff jewelry. And
I've walked down there with my former co-host. As much as I dislike him and liked him, I still like him more than you.
It's not true.
And you know who it is.
I do.
We're walking down Canal, and as we're walking, every door is being slammed.
like the metal gate doors?
Yeah, because they thought we were cops.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm trying to purchase, not for me. And they keep pulling this thing down.
You kind of look like a narc. I would lock my door if you
walked by. I told someone the Louis Vuitton story yesterday, and they go, "Now, who purchased it?" And I said, "My dad." And they go, "Well, he didn't pay full price, so I'm going to say this much." And I'm like, "No, he paid full price."
Oh.
They couldn't believe it. He always gets a deal.
Full price.
He always knows somebody.
Yeah.
Full price.
Did you use Rick Bays? Like, you could have taken Rick with you?
I don't know who that is.
Who's Rick Bays? Like your guy, the car guy.
Yeah, that's who I took. I'm turning you off.
Why?
Because you need
that guy's a negotiator, man.
I heard about that guy the other day.
That guy's great. I love that guy.
What story did you hear now?
I'm just about something not being delivered on time.
No.
It was a dealership that was calling to speak to whoever it was, and I go, "I don't know. I don't know who you spoke to."
Long story. So are we excited for Nashville this weekend? Are you still going to go to ATT tomorrow?
Are you going with me?
I am not going tomorrow.
You're not going?
I am not going.
So what am I going to do, drive by myself and just hang out?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Hang out with a bunch of fighters that don't know who I am?
Exactly.
I lost my mohawk. I'm like...
You were a nobody then.
Oh,
and
no,
nothing has changed.
Listen, I am such a somebody. Like, have you ever Googled the definition celebrity? Do you know what the definition textbook is? It's this guy. You're looking at him. Take a look.
I looked up Donkey.
It's not a picture. It's free. Go
ahead. I did look up Donkey, and it was your picture with the thumbs pointed toward you.
Well,
I did see that.
I have multiple personalities.
Yes, you did. No, originally we were scheduled to go down to ATT tomorrow and interview Colby Covington.
Yep.
And... about six other ATT guys.
Masvidal.
I don't know if it would be difficult if my new favorite human being is down there.
And why is he your new favorite human being?
Because the guy has basketballs like monsters. For what he did, I love it.
What did he do?
Do you not know, or you just want me to tell the story?
I want you to tell the story, but I know I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
I saw it.
You saw it.
Well, okay. We saw a video of it.
Okay.
So, co-main event wins. Main event wins. As they're walking into the back, co-main event starts running his mouth to main event. And
both of them won their respective fight.
Right. Okay. And
Masvidal beat Till. Darren Till.
And he lost round one.
Oh, really?
Because he got dropped.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back in round two and then knocked him out.
Okay.
So who won the co-main event?
That's what I was looking up. I
can't. Perry, Rogers, Ricky Reynolds.
Roger.
Leon Edwards.
Leon Edwards. Okay. I thought he was the referee.
I think he is, too.
Isn't he the referee? Yeah. I've been in Times Square with Leon. It's Leon Roberts.
He defeated Gunnar Nelson.
Gunnar! So basically, he starts talking trash about how I'm going to kick your butt in July. So Masvidal goes, July? It could be April. It could be now. And he starts walking towards him with his hands behind his back.
Well, he said, I may do it now because you're not even worth a training camp.
Oh, he hit him with a disrespectful training
camp. And he walked towards him with his hands behind his back. Roberts had his fists up. And he goes, where I come from, you're about ready to punch me, and that's not going to happen. Three punches, good night, Irene. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. Duh. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong.
Eight-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.